London tube workers force bosses to move. Tube unions are empty. Southend Unite suspended the 24-hour strike action, which was planned to start on the evenings of 25 and the 27th of August, but they have made it clear to London Underground Lou the dispute remains ongoing. And, as we go to press, further strike action is planned for 8 and the 10th of September. Talks continue in the dispute over nighttime tube working, which are making significant progress. The unions and their members will decide if any new offer from Lou is sufficient to settle, but it's clear that the action, that has already twice brought London to a halt, has forced management to move. Night tube, which was due to start on the 12th of September, has now been delayed. Unsocial hours. The dispute is over devastating increases in unsocial working hours, hundreds of job cuts, and attacks on pay and conditions. Unions have accepted night trains from the off, but warn management's proposals will harm workers and safety. There has been overwhelming public support for previous strike action, which now needs to be mobilized with public meetings of tube workers, the wider union movement and the general public. Rock solid strike. RMT General Secretary Mick Cash said, "I want to pay tribute to the union members who have remained united and rock solid throughout this dispute. It is their determination which forced Lou to begin talking seriously, and which has enabled us to make the progress that we have so far. Our dispute is not with the working class of London, and the RMT is not opposed to night tube, providing it is introduced properly with safe and robust staffing arrangements which recognize the substantial extra pressures that this expansion will inevitably create."